99.9 Radio USA, everything I shouldn't be thinking about. That is Thompson Square. All right, 6:50. And we're sitting here at 16 degrees. It's Scott Hansen in the morning. And I'm thinking about the weird news. Whether I should be thinking about it or not, I don't know. I should be, shouldn't I? Okay, I'm thinking about weird news from Ohio. A mailman in Ohio had a doggone odd experience when he walked up to one of the homes on his route and racked up a serious bite. Not from a mutt, but from a nut who didn't get a check that he was expecting. Robert Kiefer was waiting for his daily delivery on Saturday when the postman didn't have a check in the bag for him. Well, he proved his bite was worse than his bark by wrestling the mailman to the ground and sinking his teeth into his leg. During the tussle, Kiefer compounded the assault with some pepper spray, which he grabbed off the postal worker's belt. He was subdued by cops and arrested on charges of assault and resisting arrest. A Wisconsin man was taken into police custody after going hog wild and pelting cars with frozen ribs from while in a drunken stupor. Cops were called to a highway in Racine, Wisconsin to investigate a disturbance and found about 15 or 20 large pieces of meat scattered across several lanes of traffic. While they followed the Porky Trail and found a large bag brimming with ribs in the front yard of a home belonging to Sharquan Liggins, who confessed to the meaty misdemeanor. Liggins said he pulled the boneheaded stunt because he thought it would be funny, but he didn't find it amusing when cops tried to arrest him. He fought back so hard he was also earned a charge of resisting arrest. And finally, an Australian teen facing a slew of charges after he tried to rob a 7-Eleven store holding a chainsaw and wearing a flower pot on his head. Yes, police arrested Stephen Frank Steele outside the store after he walked in wearing the pot as a hat and carrying the running chainsaw. Witnesses say he was drunk and used the chainsaw to damage the store's windows and shelves. He then mooned employees, took a bottle of soda, and walked out. Cops caught up with him down the street and arrested him for armed robbery. I think he was on a little bit more than just being drunk. That's your weird news this morning. It's 6:53.
Lundgren's invites you to warm up with the cold days.